Everything is inspired by the teachings of His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, who is the founder acharya of the International Society for Krishna Consciousness. Title of our talk today is Nothing to Worry About. Start off with three questions. The answer to each one of which I think you'll agree is yes. One, does not worrying decrease the quantity and the quality of your life?
Yes.
Yes. Second question. By worrying, have you not only lessened the span of your life, but maybe that of your spouse and children as well?
Yes.
Yes. And three, does worry not do more harm than anything about which we worry? Now, some of you don't worry about anything, and this talk is not for you. Some of you have to make sure you have blood pressure just to make sure you're still alive. For some of you non-worriers, people worry about you because you don't worry about anything. So you can just doze off, we'll wake you up at the end of the service. And some of you are over-worriers. You internalize everybody else's problems. You carry around all the burdens of the world. And you'd think other people wouldn't have to worry as much because you've got it covered. Now, this is for those in the middle ground. Even those who don't consider themselves worriers have begun to worry. The bookstores, Barnes & Noble's, are full. They've got shelves and shelves and shelves of best-selling books on the topic of how to stop worry. And the reason that these books are such good sellers is because everybody's worried and stressed out about so many things. However, there's no one book which solves the worry problem, because if there was one book that did that, then there wouldn't be need for all the others, would there? So even answering yes, that worry does decrease the quality and quantity of our own lives. Yes, worry does decrease, most likely, the quality and quantity of the lives of those we love. And yes, normally worry does more damage than the thing that we're worried about. And still, we go around worrying. And apparently, when Lord Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, was on the planet 5,300 years ago, worry was a problem even back then. He specifically addresses it in the last chapter of his Bhagavad Gita, the Song of God. Now, everybody knows that whatever an author puts in the last chapter is the most important. It's what everything else leads to. And so, in the 18th chapter, 66th verse, Krishna says, Sarva dharman parityajya mame kam saranam vraja aham tva papebhyo mokshayishami ma sucha. He says, don't worry. Now, Krishna himself addressed the worry problem 5,300 years ago because it was still there. I would like to take the mystery out of worry. I would like to help us put our finger on the cause of worry. Worry comes from the point of your greatest devotion. If your greatest devotion is on your kids, you worry about your kids. If your greatest devotion has to do with a comfortable retirement fund, you worry about your retirement fund. If your greatest devotion is about your job and your career, you worry about your job and your career. Now, I don't worry about your job, because that's not the greatest point of my devotion. I don't worry about your kids, because that's the greatest point of my devotion. I don't worry about your retirement fund, because that's not the greatest point of my devotion. The problem is that we're all leaning on and counting on, depending upon, and devoting ourselves to things which are temporary. We're not saying this evening not to be devoted to your career, not to be devoted to your retirement fund, not to be devoted to your kid. But we are saying that if the thrust of your devotion, if the greatest point of your devotion is on that which is temporary, and you're leaning on that, when that crumbles, you're going to crumble. And you're setting yourself up for a fall. You're setting yourself up for misery. And in fact, anything that we're devoted to primarily, which is temporary, is an idol. Now, if there were a shift in your devotion from that which is temporary to that which exists from everlasting to everlasting, To the eternal, all-powerful Alpha and Omega, the mightiest of the mightiest, the Lord who created millions and millions of universes, what would happen to your work? It would go away. So Krishna invites us to take shelter and to lean on Him. Let me paraphrase that verse in the 18th chapter. Abandoning all varieties of worries, just surrender unto me and I shall protect you from all sinful reaction. Masucha, do not worry. Krishna is saying, religion will not free you from worry, but having a relationship with Him will. Rules will not free you from worry, but restoration of your spiritual self will. Repression will not free yourself from worry, but surrender will bring relief. Now, we're not perfect. We've all made mistakes. And according to the laws of karma, which is nothing more than the law of cause and effect, for every action, there will be an opposite and equal reaction. We have not been perfect in the past. But in spite of that, the Lord offers us His protection in the future if we simply keep Him first place, keep moving forward, and keep chanting His holy names. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. He offers us shelter. Prabhupada says here, we may doubt an ordinary man. Donald Trump is offering his shelter. Hillary Clinton is offering his shelter. Some or other, Prabhupada says, we may doubt the promises of an ordinary man or an ordinary woman because we know the limited capacity of ordinary men and women. But when Krishna, Aham Sarvasya Prabhava, from me comes all material and spiritual worlds, says that I can take charge of you, I will protect you, then how much relief we should feel. The poet said, today was hard, tomorrow will be harder still. And yet God has kindly placed between a sunset sky, sleep's downy wings, and a dawn that sings that we may face with tranquil heart each day apart. God never promised. You can comb all the scriptures in vain for any promise that because you're chanting Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, that there won't be troubles. What His promise is that He will get us through the trouble, He'll get us out on the other side, and if we pass the test and keep in faith, He'll bring us out better off than if the trouble had never happened in the first place. He doesn't give us strength to face tomorrow's problem today. He gives us strength to face today's problem today. He's economical in that way. Trust in Krishna. Fill out applications. Knock on doors. Study hard. Work hard. Do your best. Set your goals. Work. Worship. And then there's no need for worry. Just have a good night's sleep, knowing you've done everything you can, and leave the results up to Krishna. If you've done everything that you can in the now, then I don't have to worry about the next now. One time Prabhupada was talking with a gentleman in Australia. I was in the room actually at the time. They were discussing this verse of Krishna's. To those who worship me with devotion, meditating on my transcendental form, I carry what they lack and preserve what they have. Mr. Lehart says, but still you have to go out and ask for donations, don't you? Bali Martin says, well, it's not that we sit back and wait for Krishna to drop things in our lap. And Prabhupada says, yes, we don't sit down idly. We are not idle preachers. We are working hard, much harder than ordinary people. We work from the pre-dawn to the post-dawn hours. The difference is that we, as devotees, don't toil. Ours is a labor of love. How many people would show up for their jobs on Monday morning if they didn't get paid? What that means is that they're not working out of love for the boss, but love of money. We show up at 5 a.m. every morning singing and dancing, and we work till long after the sun sets without getting a single penny of remuneration. The Lord is our boss, and we serve out of love. Devotees wear these. Devotees wear these Tulsi neck beads. Someone asked Prabhupada, what are the neck beads? He said, these are dog collars. We are the dogs of God. Henry Wadsworth Longfellow capsulized what we're saying here. Trust no future, however pleasant. Let the dead past bury its dead. Act in the living present. Heart within and God overhead. Let us then be up and doing. Doesn't say down and sleeping. It says up and doing. With a heart for any fate. Still achieving, still pursuing. Learn to labor. And then to get a good night's sleep. Or to wake. We read in scripture the story of Megrahi the hunter. Not only was he a hunter. And all day long today in Spanish short, every 5 seconds, boom, boom. Boom, boom, boom. It's hunting season. They're out trying to shoot birds. And Megrahi was not only a hunter engaged in that sinful pursuit, but he had a habit of half killing the birds and other animals so that they would writhe in excruciating pain on the ground. He used to enjoy watching them. And so great sage Narada Muni came and gave him a glimpse of his future life based on the law of karma. He could see that those very animals that he had half killed and tortured in this life had the right to come back in the next life and half kill and half torture him. Monks, both the Sanskrit and the Hindi word for meat are a combination of ma, me, se, him. It means that what I do to him in this life, he gets to do to me in the next life. And when Megrahi got this vision, he said, what can I do? Narada Muni said, if you chant Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hari Hari, Hari Rama, Hari Rama, Rama Rama, Hari Hari, you will get my protection. Before you do that, take your bow and throw it in the river. My bow and throw it in the river? It's my source of sustenance. I don't know anything else except hunting. How will I support and maintain myself? Narada Muni said, trust me, do not worry. Throw your bow in the river. He did that, sat down, began chanting, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. After about 6 months, Narada Muni came back. And Megrahi said, my Lord, I have one complaint. See, as soon as Megrahi gave up and threw his bow away and started chanting, the word spread far and wide. Megrahi? Vegetarian? Megrahi? Chanting Hare Krishna? I gotta see this before I believe it. Well, the custom is when you visit someone who's in a renounced mode, you bring them something. Some fruit, some rice, vegetables. So when Narada Muni revisited Megrahi, Megrahi said, I have one complaint, my Lord. What am I gonna do with all this produce? It's 10 times what I could possibly eat. Have I helped myself worrying? Have I increased my life? Have I increased the lives of others? Have I not in fact complicated my life immensely through worry? And can I, by worrying in this now, bring any certainty to the next now? And if you're getting a sense from your own experience in your own life and what we've reviewed this evening, that worrying isn't getting you anywhere. I've got an idea. Walk outside. Look at the birds of the air. They neither sow nor reap nor store away in barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Therefore, do not worry. Prabhupada writes here, a devotee finds full satisfaction in reverently worshiping his Lord, appreciating his personal features. And while wrapped in worshiping the Lord, a Vaishnava does not worry about his own sustenance. In modern cities, by contrast, earning one's livelihood has become an exaggerated endeavor that takes one's full energy day and night, leaving no time left for God, except perhaps on Sunday, the day of rest. Prabhupada goes on, why do we worry that God will not maintain us? Those who are devotees of the Lord and have taken shelter at His lotus feet, leaving everything aside simply to render service unto Him, will certainly be cared for in our Krishna consciousness movement. We have over 600 centers and Krishna is maintaining them all. None of our devotees are employed for independent incomes, yet they are being maintained. What are we saying? Worriers express little faith in Krishna's willingness and ability to take care of them. I have a news flash for you. Although we worry about achieving certainty, we worry about achieving security, that not in one second of your life has there been any certainty whatsoever. You've not had the ability to determine any part of your future. Sometimes when we face a health challenge or an economic recession, we become more aware of the uncertainty, but it's there all the time. Kamala, dala, jala, jivana, talamala. We're like the bead of water on the oily surface of the lotus flower. Hanging. We're not certain of where we'll be or what will be happening to us a year from now. We can't say with certainty what our situation will be a month from now, a week from now, this time tomorrow, 5 minutes from now. I don't have a crystal ball to tell the future. I'm not going to stop worrying because I know what's going to happen in the future. I'm going to stop worrying because I'm trusting the only one who can do anything about it. If Krishna loves me that much, and if I've done all that I know to do, sowed, reaped, and stored in barns, if I do all that I can do in the now, what I have control over, the question is, can Krishna be trusted to do what He says He will do in the next now? And if He can, I'm not going to worry. If Krishna asks us to stop worrying, then we have to assume that there's a way to do that and that He's willing to lead us on that journey. Let's learn to be content in the now. Not because we have more control over the future, but because we've grown our faith in He who controls the future. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. He is our Heavenly Father, our ever well-wishing friend, and the creator and owner of millions and millions of universes. He asks us to worry about nothing. He promises us that if we'll learn as an act of faith to stop worrying, if we'll learn to repose our trust in Him and build our confidence in Him by chanting Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, He will usher us into unimaginable peace, security, and prosperity in this life, and in the next life, He'll take us back to home, back to God. Thank you very much for your kind attention. And if you receive this message, please chant after me. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Krishna Krishna. Hare Hare. Hare Rama. Hare Rama. Rama Rama. Hare Hare.